happening now. So we have a special part of the scenario here with two beautiful ladies that are going to come on board and do a show that is much needed with all the testosterone here on the network. My homie Angie, my homie Key. We don't have a show name for them yet. We'll figure it out before it comes out next week. So we'll figure that out. But we wanted to introduce them, you all, to our base for you all. And all the women that emailed said that they want some women opinions and things like that. Here you go. This is it. Look, I ain't going to be here a lot. I'm just really, it's a fuel and a base for estrogen. It's because it's a lot of testosterone on this network. We got five shows, all men. So it is good to have y'all sisters aboard. How's everything going with the COVID? You guys' feelings, all that good stuff. How's that been kind of going for you all so far? And the police brutality and just the mental strain of being black right now. How's that going for you all?
Black is still lit. It's more lit as ever now. Being
absolutely
watching social media and watching all of these racist, white and privileged white people losing their jobs and enforcements and getting canceled. You know what? It's a beautiful thing. And I'm enjoying every moment of it. Every day I see a new Karen getting slapped or getting fired. And you know what? Quite frankly, I'm not tired.
Yeah, it brings joy to my heart. It's beyond time, for one. You know, I hate that people like, you know, Ahmaud Arbery and George Floyd and, you know, everyone else has, you know, had to sacrifice their lives. That's the only thing I don't like. However, everything else, as a result of it, I'm for that shit. I'm for the shit burning down. I'm for the rioting. I'm for all of it. Because, you know, a lot of people say, well, that's not going to do anything, but look what it's doing this time. So it actually is doing something this time. You know what I mean? And it's slow. You know, the process is slow, but at least the process is moving. And, you know, like he said, I'm for all of that shit. You know, they getting their ass fired. They getting their asses slapped. You know what I mean? And it needs to happen. They need to know that ain't nobody playing with y'all clear asses. We not scared. You know what I'm saying? Like, you will get fucked up in here. You know, so all of that, yeah, I'm with it. I'm with it all the way.
The white guilt and the remorse, I love that shit too. Taking to advantage all of this white guilt. If my people
absolutely
are applying for these jobs and using that guilt to their advantage.
Yeah.
Companies and stuff that's like, oh, we're donating this and Black Lives Matter and people like, I feel like they're forcing it. They better fucking force it. As long as my black ass is on here, you better bow down. I want a big merciful, I'm sorry.
You hear me?
I want that from every company that's out there. I don't give a damn if we forced you to or not. We were supposed to been forced y'all asses to. And all of the companies that have not done it yet will be on their head. Real or fake, you know, God has blessed me with discernment. I don't give a damn. I know you better do it, though.
Period. Period.
Y'all put a real button on that real fast. I thought it was going to be a little bit longer.
I mean, that's just... I mean, because that's what it is. Like, it's beyond time. Like I said before, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, yeah. I mean, I ain't trying to get all extra hotel, but like, man, look, I've been for this type shit. Like, this ain't nothing for me. This ain't nothing new. You know what I mean? I'm like, shit, like, let's do this shit. What else y'all want to do? You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I'm with all that shit. I'm with all that shit. Like, for real, I am.
I'm still waiting on the Kardashians, because I know y'all saw the one where Justin Bieber was like, you know, I basically got famous off of black culture. I went on the Kardashians to say that shit, too. I need to hear that from y'all.
Say it, exactly.
I know that's what y'all got famous off of. At least Justin Bieber was real enough to say it. It's a few more that I'm waiting for them to follow up. And you know what? We did, too.
Yeah.
Quiet as hell.
Super quiet. Below that black dick. Can we cuss?
Sure.
Yeah, y'all can cuss, y'all fine.
But love that black dick. You know what I'm saying? So my thing is, come on out with it. Say what it really is. Because we already know what it really is. We just waiting on y'all motherfuckers to say it. Absolutely. You know what I mean? Just say it.
All right. We like it too. We get it.
Yeah. So just come out with it.
Dang. All right. Hey, that's... Yeah. So I got a couple of topics for y'all. first, I wanted you all to explain to the masses of people that are uneducated as myself and not understanding what a choose me chick is. You all have broken it down for me.
You know what? I'm gonna educate this one.
You mean because pick that, me?
Pick me. Oh, I had it in those choose me. Sorry. Damn. Let me change
that. You was in the same room. It's okay. It's okay.
Okay. Let me change that for the notes. Pick me.
He's on board now saying that.
Yeah. I've been dishing it out though. Since y'all told me, I've been just dishing it out randomly. Like, just, man, I think you might be a pick me chick. Like, I just been just using it in general. Yeah. So I appreciate y'all giving me that.
But then
vernacular.
When you get on the air, you want to say it, choose me.
Yeah. I know.
Okay. But you know, you ain't got a lot of kick it. It's all good.
It's all my bad. My bad.
Choose me. But yeah, so a pick me, for those who don't know, is basically the type of woman who will agree with any and everything a man will say, and at the same time downing the next woman. Like, for instance, let's just say, you know, a man is like, oh, you know, I think that, you know, as a couple, it should be 50-50, da 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 da. And let's just say it's other women on there like, no, you know, I don't believe in 50-50. I'm more traditional. A man should be a provider, protector, da da da. The pick me's will come on there. I don't need a man to do anything. I mean, like, I believe in being, and you know, feminists, and I call them feminazis. You know, I believe in, you know, going half and half. Ain't nothing wrong with that. I mean, I'm independent. Da-da-da. Any woman who say she needs a man, like, you know, they going all off on that when it's like, bitch, didn't nobody even say that they needed a man. They just simply said that they ain't going 50-50. Who going half? That's a roommate, period, point blank. It is. You know what I'm saying? So the pick me's is basically like I said, just, you know, try to agree and say anything that they feel like a man will agree with so they could get choose. Like, they're looking like they're set apart from the rest of the women. Like, oh, let me pick her because she know what's up. Girl, sit the fuck down.
Let me chime in because the homie D did say that this is predominantly male. So with you giving
yes.
$50 for bills, for the niggas out there that feel like that's some gold digger shit, there are way more ways to being picky that are a lot more subtle.
Perfect. Absolutely.
Example is
there's levels to the picky. There's levels to the picky
on social media. If you got a social media, everybody been seeing this shit. It could be a random ass Tuesday, and a chick be like, you know what? I'm so hungry. I'm finna cook dinner, and then she cook this fucking roast, baked macaroni and cheese. Mm-hmm. Yams, green beans, and all of this shit. You posting all of this shit. Mm-hmm. Bitch, who cooking like that on a Tuesday? We got whole mm-hmm. jobs and stuff out here. Mm-hmm.
So that's the equivalent to a woman putting up a thirst trap.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the equivalent of a woman putting up a thirst trap.
And then she'll end it. And then she'll end it, Key, with something like, see, this is how you supposed to treat a man. Or like, you know, it's always extra. Like, it can't just be like, you know, I cooked in this nice meal for my children and I. It has to be, you see this how you, a real woman, know how to treat a man. Girl, shut up.
They'll say something like, get you someone that can do both.
Yes, yes, yes. Oh, shut up. Shut up.
That's going to let him pay the bill.
Girl.
Okay.
But yeah.
That's a great explanation, though, for the people. There's levels to the pick me.
Absolutely.
You know what? We don't like pick me's anyway. So if you want to go ahead and take them hoes, advantage of them, by all means, feel free to do so.
Please do.
But just be aware that's exactly what they're doing. Because if they're trying to be a pick me to you, they're trying to be a pick me to 50 more niggas because ain't nobody pick their ass.
Oh, so the pick me is not as loyal, you're saying?
No, the pick me is the I never done this before type mm-hmm. girl, but they did it 50-11 times.
Okay.
They try to make it seem like they're like the best out of the pick of the litter or something. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't do that. I've never had to do that. I've never had to do this. I've never. Okay. Okay, pick me, Penelope. Right.
Pick me, Penelope.
Okay.
Homeboy, but she want to just make sure you feel special. Don't fall for the crap, you guys.
Please don't.
All right, so now I got some great topics for you all to cover here for this time. We have a Black Bachelor showing up. this brother, I wish Matt was here. We have already deemed him as bad for America, worse than Donald Trump for Black America. the brother's name is Matt James. He is his job is hilarious. He's like, he does something with kids, or like people showing them tours of food for disenfranchised people. He went to Wake Forest. He played football. But it seems like it's a quick fix, because if it was really one to be Black, we felt his name should have been Raheem. If it was Raheem Johnson, then we'd have been like, oh, word, word. Okay. This is just some like, oh, we just need to, because if you look at his profile, he looks like any of the white bachelors, but it's a Black face. He's the same as, he talks like them. Like if I just play a clip for you all of his voice, y'all would be like, oh, he's a white guy. And it's nothing wrong with
one of them.
No. And it's nothing wrong because some people get into the whole idea of saying like, oh, if you speak proper English. No. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about you'd be like, oh, okay. He's Matt James.
I got you. The texture of his voice sounds yes. white. I got yes. you. No, yes. I got you.
But you know, they always say it, you know, it's an old folk tale. You can't never trust a nigga with two first names.
Ooh. Oh, two last names. Because I don't trust that either.
But regardless, that nigga Matt James got it, so he couldn't be trusted to begin.
Damn.
So, more about him. Just giving you all even more background. This is not even background. I was wondering, how diverse is the cast going to be of the women? And how long will they be on there too, is my second question.
Okay, let me first start by saying, I don't really watch much reality TV.
I don't either. I'm watching this though. I want to see this train wreck happen. I ain't never watched The Bachelor in my life, but I'm watching this shit.
I'm not watching no dating show unless it's Flavor Flav, Boosie or Flies or something. Like if I'm gonna watch the show, I want to watch some real ghetto ratchet ass shit that I'm gonna be fairly entertained by. Like The Bachelor sounds like some like that sound like fucking call center cooking up.
Damn.
Not like your Convergys and like the lower end call centers. More like maybe like U.S. Bank. Wells Fargo.
I mean, I've never watched The Bachelor either. I've never had any interest in it. But you know, just from what you're explaining, Daryl, it seems to me we might be lucky if one of the women is Black. You know what I mean?
I mean, we had a black woman. So we had that, and she went on to have her own show as the first Black person, period, to be on The Bachelor as the main person. She made it to the finals. That's how she ended up being the Bachelorette, because if you make it to the last two, you get to be the Bachelorette if you lose.
So how many of her guys were Black, though?
Oh, I think it was one. One or two.
See, that's what I'm saying. But we might be lucky if this guy has one or two.
But in this climate, if you're a producer, are you smart enough to know that you're gonna have to get at least seven of these 20 women to be of color?
Shallow.
And you're gonna have to make sure a lot of these women get far too, because you're gonna have to be like, look here, Matt. I know you want to eliminate Keisha. But check this out, man. She gonna make it to the final four. we gonna let her go all the way. Because you don't want that smoke, because that's the bad part about it. Because you know, white men hate seeing Black men with white women, and Black women hate seeing Black men with white women too. So that could be a bad powder keg of a situation.
And then for ratings, because if there's gonna be a Black Bachelor, just like any other TV show, like any cooking show or whatever, I turn it off as soon as the Black person gets eliminated.
I agree 100%.
You know what? I gotta hold it down for my Black friends that have predominantly white friends and everything. I know a lot of Black guys and Black females that only have white or non-Black friends still only prefer to date Black.
Oh, no, that's real. No, I've seen that.
Trying to tap into that market. You know, I'll give them the benefit of the doubt, but like I said, with this Matt James guy, you can't trust him anymore. because of his name.
If his name was Raheem, though, and he went to Morehouse, I think this would be way more interesting.
I mean, well, of course. Of course. Like,
it would be way more interesting because, and then think about the home visit. Like, they got a home visit there. So I researched how the show go. You do the little home visit. Think about them going to see them black families. Even if it's
they don't want that though. They want you black, but not too black.
Right.
You know
right,
how
right.
they do.
That's how Matt James
you
know that's what I'm do. Saying. That's the point with Matt James though. He's black. He's basically just painted on black.
I ain't with all that shit.
Baldwin Hills.
Baldwin Hills. So I do have one I didn't tell y'all about beforehand. I do want. Did y'all hear about the situation with the Cam Chancellor and his girl, him getting caught up on Snapchat and her rolling up with the 4-5 and shooting
with who
at
now?
The girls instead, her friends coming in to try to stab people. Cam Chancellor from the Seattle Seahawks.
I ain't heard that.
Yeah. So she came with her girls. So basically, they tracked him down on Snapchat. They got into an argument. He left the crib. He ended up having like an orgy or something with his brother at some Airbnb with a whole bunch of chicks. She kicked in the door with her girls with a gun and accidentally shoots him almost. And then her girls got knives and stuff. And like, it's a big, like, she got, like, everybody got charges. It's like a.
What?
This happened like maybe 3 weeks ago, 3 or 4 weeks ago.
But they still together, and she got a birthday gift the next day. He already knew what type of bitch she was fucking with. Don't play them games with her. And that's his wife, too. He knew who he married. Don't fucking disrespect her like that. So
they're married. Yeah, they're married. I
hear this. Still together, and he didn't press charges. So he knew what he was doing, and he liked crazy bitches. Niggas be acting like they don't like crazy chicks. They love that shit. I swear they do.
That is funny. Not rolled up with the 4-5.
And had her friends though. With knives.
Now that's now that shit is funny.
That was and with her friends too.
Her female friends.
Yes. Head. Yes. It was a whole. It was the text chain going on.
Get you some real friends.
Like, we got to do what we got to do, y'all. We going to have to roll through here.
Oh, it's Earl, that's
it's Earl
funny.
Thomas, not Cam Chancellor. It's Earl Thomas. I'm sorry if anybody wants to Google. It's Earl Thomas.
Remember that.
Yeah, and they was like, she tracked him down. I was like, how do you get tracked down through Snapchat? And number one, if I'm on some creep stuff, why am I Snapchatting?
Because he knew who he was dealing with. He was asking for that.
Maybe he wanted it to happen.
I mean, old girl was in the bed when supposedly he got the gun. She just shot at the girl and him in the bed. Girls got knives trying to shake up the other girls because it's a big orgy or something like that. That's what allegedly he's saying, allegedly.
Now,
I was
see.
Like, how does this go down? Like, it's got to be some putting on. So maybe it was just two girls and maybe it wasn't an orgy or something. But that's what they said. That's what it said on ESPN, orgy.
Even still, if that gun would have hit somebody, that would have been all bad.
Oh, yeah. And the shot went past his head and, like, into the bed.
That would have been
And she said she accidentally did it because she was, like, trying to wave the gun, don't know what she's doing.
That would have been bad.
Yeah.
Say about this.
See,
know who they married, and the fact that that happened, and he's still with her.
Yeah.
That could have been the first time that she's done it. It may be the first time that it was caught on the news, but that sounds like that's some regular routine.
Regular, degular for they asses.
Dang, it could be regular.
Niggas like crazy girls. I know a few of them that be like, yeah, she threatened to stab me. And I look, my stupid boyfriend, like, if I threaten him, he'd be like, you know what? You
make me look no, they be liking that. They like a little, they do.
Is that true?
Yeah. No, they do. It be turning them on a little bit.
Like, I'm gonna shank you, and I'm supposed to be like, man, you know what? I wanna go, let's go in the room. You just threatened to shank me.
I mean, it's levels to everything, but for the most part, certain type of men, let me say that. Certain type of men do like a little, they do, shit. Especially the ones from St. Louis, because I know.
Hold on.
I be liking that shit.
I'm from St. Louis, and I don't
know. Man, y'all be liking that shit. y'all be liking this shit.
I ain't fucking with you, Angie. I ain't fucking with you.
Yes, y'all do. I know.
Look, I'm from the north side, and I still don't know.
Y'all do. Don't they, Key? They do.
That's y'all not true, do. Man. That's not true.
And we like, it's okay, because we like y'all too. It's okay.
All right,
y'all got it in us.
All right, Aisha Curry came out with her new bathing suit pictures. We've been holding on to this topic for you all because we didn't feel appropriately been equipped to really discuss it at a high level without just being extra about it. Let's go in.
I think she looks nice.
Key, I know you got your thoughts.
On the whole situation, her posting the picture?
Yeah.
You know, I've always said, homely bitches need love too. She is absolutely not your Instagram model. She's not the typical chick that a rapper gonna turn his head at twice, even though she's very attractive. She's a homely ass broad. I mean, she got 3 kids. She's married with the 3 kids and they're all young. You know, she's been chubby for some years. She done lost her body. She's feeling herself, you know. Little Stella got her groove back. And you know what? I'm not mad at her. She just wants a little attention. That is all. But every woman is built off of attention. We all want attention, no matter how many lie and say that they don't. Doesn't mean she wants the bad attention. Because, yeah, you can be married and still want attention from people that are not in your relationship without it going the extra mile. That's why niggas get their hair cut. Don't need to get the haircut because I want to look good. No, you want bitches to look at you twice. You're like, damn, you look kind of good. Which Steph Curry does not do because he don't give a fuck.
Yeah, he don't get his haircut ever.
During his wedding, what a piece of shit.
Shit.
But is that just a thing of like saying like I just got money, it don't matter type feel? Is that what it is for Steph Curry? You think like, man, I'm doing what I do. I'm just Steph Curry.
Nah, he's just a different breed of a nigga.
Yeah, I was just about to say that. I think that's just him. Mm. Like Kevin Durant, like they don't give a fuck.
Right, just, but that's isn't that something about them that'd be like, man, I'm Kevin Durant.
Money. That's it. That guaranteed National Basketball Association check.
Mm.
They don't want. Bitches ain't checking for seal.
At all.
Well, except for white women.
They love him.
They love him.
Love him.
I mean, do they?
Yes.
They do.
Yes. Yes and yes. They absolutely love him. They really do.
He had Heidi Klum. Bring mm-hmm. in Superman. Mm-hmm. Who would have thought that? Who would have thought?
They love him. They do.
I mean, so black woman, didn't he date a black woman before her?
I'm pretty sure he did, but.
I mean, that man gave us Kiss from a Rose, didn't he? Huh? That man gave us the song Kiss from a Rose. I think we should give him a pass.
I don't listen to that.
I never liked that song.
That's I love that little laughing. Song. I ain't gonna front.
I hated it. I hated it. I don't know. I just never liked it. Just I had it.
That man gave us Kiss from a Rose, man, on the Batman soundtrack.
I mean, I know it was a big song and everything, but I just never liked it. But the white women do love Seal, though. They do.
I know. I can see that. I understand that.
They usually like the darker. Have y'all noticed that? Like, white people usually like the darker complected black people. Y'all notice that?
I can see that.
Usually.
Yeah,
usually they like the darker complexion, yeah. The men and the women.
Yeah,
because like if you notice, like a lot of the even like the white men, they don't really go for like the glamorous black. Like they don't really go for the Beyoncés. I'm not saying they wouldn't date her, but I'm saying they don't typically go for those type. They like the Lupita Nyong'os.
Mm.
Typically, I'm being honest. Typically, they like the darker black people. And I know why I'm not gonna get into that right now, but yeah, just an observation.
Because My very best friend is chocolate, and mm-hmm. she has low-cut blonde hair, and her boyfriend is white, and he loves her. But before the boyfriend, she always gets more attention and dates from white guys.
Uh-huh.
With my middle skin dance for some reason, and she just has them lined up at her door.
Yeah, I believe it. I absolutely believe it. I see it all the time. And it's not even a city to city thing, because I see it everywhere. You know what I'm saying? It's just period. I see it everywhere. Like, I mean, like, oh, okay. You know, they tend to, like I said, it's not, you know, 100%, but typically they like the darker, more, you know, natural. Yeah. Cause they don't want, you know, like I said, Keisha with her long, that's too much maintenance for a white dude.
You think so?
Yeah.
You think so?
This is what I mean. I'm talking about, like, let's just say like an Instagram model type,
okay.
You know, with
okay.
the weave, makeup, mm-hmm. lashes. They don't, typically white boys don't go for that. Even though she bad and all of that, they like the more darker complected, natural. They don't really like all that high maintenance shit.
Unless he's a high maintenance guy, you saying?
Absolutely.
Like, if he's just a dude, he's on some like Brad Pitt shit where he's just this high level and he just going.
But even then, Daryl, but again, y'all, there's an exception to every rule.
Mm-hmm.
For the most part, they like the more darker complected natural. I haven't seen a white boy with a Instagram chick type. I've never seen it. I'm not saying it don't happen, but I haven't seen it.
That's a good point, man. That's a good thing. Unless all these Instagram girls that be at
unless college. It's some
no.
Let me be clear. Unless it's some sugar daddy shit. I'm not talking about that.
No, that's what I'm talking what I was about. Say.
I'm talking about a for real deal
relationship.
You know what I mean? I haven't seen it.
Yeah, because I was thinking about all these girls that be going out to Bali and all that stuff. I was like. Maybe
that's sugar daddy shit.
Okay.
I ain't talking about that. I'm talking about straight up for real deal relationship. You don't typically see it.
Gotcha.
But again, I know why.
Why is that?
Well, I think for a lot of them, not all, but for a lot of them, you know, many of us are fetishes for them.
I knew she was gonna say
that. The women and the men, let's be clear, we're fetishes. So if we're a fetish, why not go for the ones that's gonna kind of put you in the mind of 500 years ago?
Oh my gosh.
Mm. I'm being honest. So, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, it was a clip. When I found it, I'm gonna send it to you guys. I think it was on Instagram, but it was a clip. And this is a married couple now. Married couple, white man, black girl. She's very, very chocolate. As a matter of fact, I think she's African.
Yeah, you know? No. You're talking about the, they got the twins.
Not them.
Okay.
I know you're talking about them.
Okay.
Whole another couple. And she always had, you know, like a wig on. Not even like bundles, but just like a regular wig. He had never seen her hair, y'all, right?
What?
Exactly. Just, that's a whole nother fucking issue. But he had never seen her hair, and they're married. So she was making a video. She was like, my husband, he's never seen my hair. I'm about to show him my hair. You know, she had her wig off. And, you know, she had her little natural, her little, like, you know, little natural coily fro. And he was like, oh my God, you know, I've never seen your hair. And he touching her hair. He was like, you know, I'm just so used to you having, you know, maybe your braids or something. He was like, oh, it looks nice. You can look in his face, y'all, that he was disgusted.
I mean, you know what? If he was a nigga, he would have been disgusted too.
The fact that they're married and he had never seen her.
That's crazy.
That shit was funny. But you could see it in it for his face. He's like, oh, yeah, you know, And I'm just like, dude, come on now.
But I'm curious, though, but if you pulled that same stunt on a black man, he gonna do the same shit like this.
It depends, though, in the moment, though. It depends. I think that all depends. When is this reveal happening?
Oh, before you get married. Goddamn. No,
because Keith said a man would be like, no, I'd be like, look here, sweetheart. I know we've been kicking it for like 3 months. Let's get the charade over with. You know, I know this is not real and it's fine. I love you, girl. We kicking it. You can walk around here without your thing on. Lay back. Just relax. Chill. We good?
I think some women are just more comfortable than others when it comes to that.
Do you think a woman, if a man told a woman, like, no, you're good, you can just relax. When we go out, you can do what you got to do, but you could be comfortable here. Do you think some women would still be like, no, I'm still not going to do that?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Right. Even a man is like, no, baby,
there's
I want
some women
you.
Who still won't. There's still some women who won't there. I'm just being honest.
I mean, your self-esteem has nothing to do with, like, what your man or somebody
else. Exactly. Yep.
But in my house, I'm talking about in my crib. I'm talking about with me. Honest. I ain't talking about out in public. I get what you
That's mean. What we're talking about, too. That's wow, what we're so talking even- about. We're talking about in the house, just you and her. Shit. It's some women, they're just not.
Guys are so simple-minded, like, it's not a lot of men that's gonna be that complex and think about it. Like, if you always at the house and you chilling and you always got your wig and you always got on braids, like, some dudes would be like, oh, I wonder what a real hair gonna think about. But he ain't gonna stress over it. Like, it's right. Like, you look good, you chilling, you ain't bothering me, you ain't on no bullshit. Like, it's whatever.
Yeah,
it's a beautiful thing.
That's her fault for not being completely 100 up front with him. Like, and just like the white guy, I do the same fucking shit. Like, bitch, we done been married this long. Married up for the rest of your fucking life. That's what you started off with. You switching up. Keep that same energy that I married. I ain't gonna see this shit. I like the braids.
Right.
Yeah.
That's funny. She said, don't be switching it up now.
No, it is funny, but it's real. It's some women.
I mean,
just,
so where does
know.
This pressure come from, though, with women? Like, I mean, I know us as men in a patriarchal system, we do a lot of bullshit to y'all that, you know, that we don't even understand and know, you know. But for a man, like, do you think that a woman thinks that a man is lying when he's saying, like, yo, it's all good, you can relax, this is a safe zone for you? Or is that she just not confident in that safe zone yet? Or she just may not never be confident?
I think it has everything to do with that particular woman. She just may not, you know, feel comfortable enough to, you know, showcase herself in her entire natural essence. She may do a little something. She may not do everything, though. That's all up to the woman. It has nothing to do with the man. Nothing to do with the man. You know what I mean? Because his intentions can be absolutely 100% pure. And genuine, and yeah, he actually mean, like, babe, just, you know, do you. And she still could be like, you know what I mean? So it's all her.
Society really made us that way. Like,
that's what I'm saying. Yeah, I know it's a fucked up, yeah.
Nobody knows what anybody's regular body looks like. Every bitch is literally shaped the exact same. If we take away social media before the internet, what was the most popular thing? The
video
girl and rap dude. Like,
I agree.
It's just been an ongoing from the early 2000s, if we want to go to the 90s, we got the 90s. It was all about pretty face when bitches was even scared to admit that they were wearing weave. Bitches was wearing all sorts of weaves and tracks and saying, Then we got to go back to bitches getting perms because they want a straight hair. Like, it's society that's already kind of created the mold of what a pretty black girl should be.
Yep.
It's just so far gone now that, you know, it's gonna be damn near impossible to turn it around.
I think it's slowly trying to, though, Keith. Slowly, especially like with the whole, you know, natural movement and like no makeup. I think you have some women that are kind of trying to, you know, go back to that. But what I don't like, I'm gonna be honest with you all, is I don't like when you have the women who are, you know, natural bodies or whatever, try to talk about, you know, the sister who has had any type of work done, whether it was, you know, stomach, breast, butt, or whatever. I don't think that they should get on them about that. And vice versa. Like, you know what I'm saying? I think a woman should do what she wants to do with her own body. And I don't think that we should bash the other, you know, for what they have decided to do or have not decided to do. But like he said, it's all in, you know, what society has put in front of us over the years. And once it's something is constantly being drilled into you, you know what I mean? And even though it's subconsciously, you know, it can fuck with you. It can fuck with you. So then you have the women who, you know, will say something like, you know, like with that whole Lizzo shit. Like, you know, like that just... That went crazy because you had people saying like, come on, girl, like you too damn big to be doing that. And then you had the big girl saying, well, wasn't nobody saying nothing when Rihanna was doing it. So now you kind of got this whole, it's like, y'all, look, you know what I'm saying? So then you have to ask yourself, okay, are those girls that are extremely overweight, are they actually really comfortable being that big, or are they just saying that as a defense mechanism?
That's so a million-dollar question, though.
Exactly. So that, and that's what it turns into. That's what it turns into. So.
Well, I'll be the first to say I'm a basher. But.
A basher of which one? A basher of which one, though?
Because my titties are fake. So I'm never going to bash plastic surgery. However, I'm not a fan of the ass shots, but I'm going to say I'm not a fan of the ass shots in the stomach stuff when these chicks get online, get on social media, like mm-hmm. they working out. Bitch, you can keep it funky. Just say you do the surgery. Like, I respect the females so much that say I got the surgery rather than the ones that got the surgery. And then posting all of these gym posts and all of these fucking future bursts. Bitch, you ain't gonna work at all. Like, you ain't got a lot of kicky, you look good, we don't care, but you faking like it's, that's what I don't like when you have the surgery.
The fake, you don't like the faking, like you didn't do it, but you know that you did.
Oh, like I've worked hard on this body and I got it chiseled.
I got you.
No, and I absolutely hate poor quality surgery.
I hate bad brush jobs.
I don't like that either. Because I feel like if you're going to get it done, you need to get it done. You don't need to, that ain't nothing that you could be trying to be cheap with.
And getting you know the two for one, like, one brush special.
Surgery. I don't like that either. Mm-mm. You gonna get it. Because you gonna get it.
They don't be heavy. As soon as I got my breasts, you can tell me anything in these St. Louis streets. Because I'm like, I'm not gonna reach out here. And I pay very quality, so I know they look phenomenal, and can't nobody tell me shit about it. That's just one part of the surgery.
Hold on. Stop the presses for the I know. I already know the email. I already know the first email. Where did it go from to go to this? Like, what level do you go from to breast-wise for your enhancement?
I didn't even go like a major level. I probably just went up like a size and a half.
Oh, okay.
But
okay.
I just always, ever since I was a kid, I wanted breasts and I never got big breasts. So I'm like, you know what? If I'm gonna pay for them, I want them perfect. Mm-hmm. But I know it's like chicks, any chick that's gonna get plastic surgery of any kind, they're not doing it like, oh, I do that because I love my body. No, it's an insecurity. That's why you get it. I wasn't fully secure within myself when I got old into like adult age and my breasts weren't big. So I knew it earlier. It's like, okay, I'm gonna go buy some. If I genuinely love my breasts the way they were,
then you wouldn't absolutely.
So any girl that's thinking it like, oh, it's not a self-esteem, you're fucking lying. Yes, it is. But keep it real. Everybody got self-esteem.
Yeah, everybody has their insecurities for sure.
Right. So yeah. Every sure. She's gonna feel herself. She's gonna be posting all of these pictures and all of that. Niggas gonna be gassing. They like thirst and all of that. They like all it. Well, I ain't gonna say it's wanted, but they like the attention. That's why they got it to begin with. So I don't like when they play like, oh, I didn't do it for the self-esteem, which is why I do not like discounted surgery. It's like, bitch, how you gonna be feeling yourself and like,
I don't like that discounted shit, for sure.
Like at a good rate, got the cheapest.
That's stupid. One be bigger than the other. I mean, like, you got to, if you're gonna do that shit, you got to, you know what I mean, really do your research and find you a good quality doctor. I'm definitely all for that. A couple of my homegirls, you know, got their titties done, you know what I'm saying? And I'm always mess with them. I'll be squeezing them and everything. That's just what I do with my friends.
Please go to this one. because you're going to get your money's worth.
Okay. Okay. Period. Did you go to Miami or you stayed there in St. Louis?
I stayed here. You know, St. Louis is popular for the boobs. There's a lot of white women. They're gonna do the boobs great. Now, for anybody for like Brazilian butt lifts and all of that, they're gonna have to go down to Florida, Texas or something.
Cause my homegirl, she got hers done in St. Louis as well, and hers look fabulous. Okay.
They do booties here.
Fabulous.
Damn.
So I mean, you know, like you said, it's all about getting, you know, a quality doctor and all of that. Cause I know I want something done. I'm telling y'all right now.
What do you want?
When I get my shit done.
What
do you want? Okay? When I get my shit done, y'all gonna know. Y'all gonna know exactly what it is. Y'all gonna know.
You ain't
gonna
go to the streets, no, though. You gonna just go.
Y'all gonna already know from my pictures.
Right. Maybe I'm too cool or something, because people was on my page like, damn, are those new? Damn, what if I wanted to lie and say that I was born with these? But yeah, they do.
Oh, so somebody went on your comments and said that?
Yeah, you know, people do that to me all the time. Damn, when your titties get that big, did you get some work done? I went to like happy hour, and as soon as I walk in, I seen this chick I ain't seen in years. She said, damn, bitch, did you get your titties done?
But look, you know what's funny about that, Key? So like, I had knew that you had got them done, but I wanted to say something on your piece. I was like, no, I ain't gonna say that because
I wouldn't say that. You sent my message on your own.
I started to say, I know that's right, titties. But I was right, like, she might not.
I mean, that's why I posted them. I'm like, I need y'all to know. I paid.
I sure was gonna say something. I was gonna say, come through, titties.
Not sponsored. I'm not putting them up.
Cause honey, let me tell you something. I will say something about somebody's titties in a minute. Real or fake. I don't give a fuck.
Are you not a fake me? You see me, girl.
For real. Yeah.
All right, last up. This is Key. I'm gonna let you run in on this. Your girl B. Simone has been in a lot of hot water over the last few weeks. Bird Simone, as you have coined
B
her.
B stands for bird.
For those that may not understand and know what's going on, B. Simone, because I didn't understand it till you actually posted. I had to Google it because I was like, who is B. Simone and what did they do? And then I figured out the whole thread. I thought, oh, okay. I see what's going on. She was on Wild Now. I didn't know that was her. I was like, oh, it's the cute girl from Wild Now. That's all I knew.
Cute.
She's cute. You don't think she's cute? Yeah.
You don't think me.
I mean, we talking about just strictly looks. Like, I don't know her. So she could be a horrible person.
So she ain't got to be cute because you don't know. It's just, you know.
She's cute though. She's attractive. No. She's not ugly.
I mean, she ain't cute.
I don't know about. She's cute though. Most players say she's cute. The streets are saying she's cute though. Trust me.
No, the streets
are. Yes, they are. Trust me. I'm trying to tell you, they lying to you if they don't say. They be like, oh no, she alright. They lying.
Right, every male that's on here go to be Simone. It's a big difference between is she cute and will you hit? Well, y'all hit probably so. Is she cute?
I mean, okay. Well, okay, you're going to twist my arm on this now. So if she has, from a scale of 1 to 10, she's a 7.
I was thinking more like 5.
Damn, I don't like, know about that. 5 is real. Like, yo, you really throwing
lowercase C, the capital gums, and I said it's the capital gums and the lowercase C.
We ain't looking at all that though.
You ain't looking at that. That's why I said she's pitiful. She's not cute. I have brothers. It's all good.
I'm just saying, what's we can't say she's just attractive. Let's go ahead for it. She's an attractive young lady.
The uncute
beast
Simone.
So go ahead, Key. To explain to people that us laymen that don't know who what she is, what she did wrong, and why everybody mad at her for last 2 weeks or so.
I'm gonna gonna let Angie explain it because I just have really more commentary. I don't.
Okay. Okay. You want her to do the play by play? You want to do the commentary?
Okay. Well, basically, it was like a domino effect of certain things that she has said throughout the past few weeks. So the first thing that she said was a comment about the whole rioting and looting, and she said something about she don't want to be the angry Black woman, and she's a godly woman and a Christian in her, some bullshit. And that pissed people off because they like, bitch, you talk about sucking dick all the time, but now you talking about you too Christian to speak on these issues that's going on. So that was the first thing that pissed people off. Second thing that pissed people off, not even 2 weeks after that, was she made a comment about how she doesn't want to date a 9-to-5 guy because she's an entrepreneur and a 9-to-5 guy probably just wouldn't understand her lifestyle, da da da. So that rubbed people the wrong way. The third thing that she said that just kind of pissed people off. And like, huh, girl, huh? Well, she basically plagiarized her entire book.
That's crazy. From like tweets, right? Or like small micro blogs, right?
Yeah, like just different bloggers, apparently, Daryl. And it's a few different ones from
and they were all white bloggers too, though. Like people that you wouldn't like, I guess she thought her clientele wouldn't even know to even look to see that it was matching up.
First of all, I mean that that was super ignorant on her part. Mm-hmm. Right now, she's trying to say, you know, her team dropped the ball, but then she turned around and say, I take full accountability, but turn around and say, you know, I didn't know. You knew. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Because as a publisher myself, when clients give me their content, we're constantly going back and forth through editing processing and all of that. For you to say that you don't know means that you took the book and just say, okay, here you go. No, you knew.
Yeah.
It's okay. Well, where did this come from? You know, I like this or something. You're asking questions because it's your name that's stamped on there. So even if she didn't want to write anything herself, there's ways to do that. You know, there's content creators, there's ghostwriters that she could have just paid and that would have been it. You know what I'm saying? So the fact that she thought she could get away with this, come on, sis. Come on now. That's just dumb as a motherfucker. She could have just called me. We would have got it together. Would have got it together.
But my thing is that people, especially with everything going on with her, yo, in the age of the internet, plagiarizing is impossible to do.
That's what I'm saying. Especially
especially if your thing becomes successful, that's the worst thing.
Listen, and you're a so-called influencer. What makes you think that people weren't gonna find that shit out? Come on. Are you fucking kidding me? That's crazy to me. So that's why I'm like, no, you knew. You just didn't think that it would come out. And the fact that you didn't think it would come out is even more ignorant on your part. Period. You know what I'm saying? So right now it's a whole legal issue. So now she don't have to stop sales of the book.
Oh, so she like, had to pull the book. She had to pull the book.
Avoid it. All of that shit.
It ain't her shit.
It's not hers.
And she was talking about manifest. What was it called? Manifest me or some shit? I don't remember.
Something about manifesting your life. Something about manifesting. Girl, you should have manifested Nuance Publishing into your life because I would have made sure that you was good. Okay. Now you didn't have to steal nobody's shit.
Yeah, I don't understand what was the purpose of like just going through random blogs and just taking their blog posts.
That's horrible.
And composing that them into is your just, book.
That's horrible. So now the whatever she made is finna get sent right back out to them.
Yeah, because that's intellectual property. I can show that I wrote this on this date. I wrote it at this date. You can see that the timestamp of when I wrote this blog post and you directly copied it. Like,
not only did she directly, the shit was word for word. Like, it was word for word. Like, number from 1 to 50, the shit was from 1 to 50. Like, it wasn't, man, listen, come on. You knew. There's just no way you couldn't have known.
It's your time to shine right now, Key. You can go in right here, and then we'll go to the 9-to-5 brother thing in a second. But you go ahead, Key, right now. The stage is yours.
First of all, I've never paid attention to the bitch to begin with. Not gonna lie, I stopped watching Wild and Out when like AV Crockett, is that his name?
Yeah.
when they stopped being on it. And I haven't watched it in years, which, I mean, I love the show. I need to start watching. I just haven't. So I never was able to get on the Beast of My Own train, because when they were on there, I was just busy being an adult. So first of all, for her to get all of this hype, I'm like, why the fuck do they, who the fuck, who on earth cares what a B. Simone has to say? She's just a regular social media bird that, you know, I mean, no judgment. I don't know why anybody would look up to her, but if you look up to her, you know, more power to you. Look in the mirror, because she doesn't manifest her own shit. But what turned me off the most when this whole, you know, racist epidemic surfaced, I'm not going to say it started, because it's been around, is her first reply is, I'm a woman of God, and, you know, whatever the fuck she said, what the, like, literally, it takes you about 10 to 15 seconds to just post something on social media, like, I stand with us, Black Lives Matter, Black Business Matter. Mm-hmm. Bitch, that don't take no time out of your motherfucking day. Mm-hmm. And if you're putting that up there because you're so worried about your brand or what other people think about you, you have no fucking integrity. You have no morals. And bitch, how very dare you when your main audience is Black women and Black people. You don't want to stand up for us because you a woman of God. Bitch, when the last time your motherfucking ass
been? Girl.
Because the only thing about you was you talking about
sucking dick,
fuck the baby, got a whole chick, so you trying to be a side hoe, you trying to suck some dick and some more shit, but then all of a sudden you want to be a woman of God. Bitch, you ain't been a woman of God since people even know who the fuck you were, you bird. Then when it came to the whole 9-to-5 thing, honestly, I mean, I wasn't offended at all, because that's her preference, but it just let me know, like, oh, you niggas really, I mean, I gotta stop saying niggas so much. Niggas really don't fuck with you,
because yeah,
if you was one of them chicks who actually got men and had choices, you would have been through the roster. You would have dated the dope boys. You would have had access to the rappers and the athletes and all of that. And you would have noticed that they all ain't shit. So you being a 9-to-5 guy, why would you totally like not look at this whole big plethora of guys who might be the one for you? Because, bitch, you just hit a million. You was broke 3 weeks ago. You literally just hit a million, and now they don't understand your lifestyle. Bitch, you don't even know your lifestyle yet. You just got here.
So you don't even know your lifestyle yet.
Your lifestyle. Mm-hmm. You gotta be up to 3 o'clock in the morning. Okay, because last time I checked, doctors be on call 24 hours.
Period.
And that's considered a 9-to-5. That's considered a 9-to-5 job.
Yeah.
That's absolutely considered a 9-to-5. Any CEO job and all of that. That's, I was like, oh, she don't get niggas. Because if she got niggas, rappers and all of them, like, yeah, they don't work 9-to-5. Well, bitch, they too busy for your ass too.
Yep.
Anybody successful gonna make sure they get they 7-8 hours of sleep.
Yeah.
Dummy. I'm like, you know what? That was a big thing, because she thought a rapper was gonna swoop her up. Bitch, please. Don't.
Oh, you think that's what you think, that was a play for, like, the baby or somebody?
No. Well, she said only date entrepreneurs. Who do people look at as entrepreneurs? Rappers, actors, athletes. She thought she was gonna get one snag.
She would have had one snag.
So she was okay. Doing a pick me, a backdoor pick me girl.
She was absolutely doing a backdoor pick me. If she said she wants an entrepreneur, it's hella broke ass entrepreneur.
That's what I was gonna say.
Say it. Say it.
That's income. That's money that you're guaranteed you're gonna get weekly, bi-weekly, or monthly. You mean to tell me you don't want a man who's guaranteed to get money as long as he's employed? Compared to somebody who wakes up and don't know when the next time they get in check if they don't go after
it. My thing is, she didn't, she went about that all wrong. First off, she should have been like it, because really it's about the mindset, right? You know, it's really all about the mindset and not a whole 9-to-5 versus an entrepreneur. You know what I'm saying? Because like he just said, there's entrepreneurs as broke as a motherfucker. It's people who work 9 to 5s that make 6 figures or possibly even more. So even though that they have this 9 to 5, I don't care if the 9 to 5 is shit with Delta Airlines. They probably got some more shit that they cooking up. Mm-hmm. You understand what I'm saying? Because their mindset is entrepreneur. So they're using their 9 to 5 to get them to that next level. So you can't just be like, oh, I don't know, bitch. It's all in the mindset. That's all it really is about. You can't just say, I want this entrepreneur, because again, an entrepreneur can be broke, baby. No,
every most entrepreneurs are broke. Rich. Most entrepreneurs are broke.
Right.
Let's be keeping it real. Your entrepreneurs, you think you want like the babies and all them? Are they gonna be having paper in 10 years? I don't know them, but the odds are that they're not gonna have money like that.
Right, because they probably don't even know how to manage it well.
It is fake entrepreneurship.
So again, everything boils down to the mindset. Everything. Mm-hmm. So
I think it's like the baby and all of that. They don't want hippos like you. They end up dating like their high school sweetheart, the chick that's been with them forever and stuff like that. But I thought that was just stupid. But again, I didn't take offense to it because I was just like, oh, she just don't get me and she don't know what she wants. But those be the same chicks that get mad when black guys be like, only date white women. What's the damn difference? Because you basically just said you only date white guys, except instead of using white, you said entrepreneur. You can just switch out titles all you want.
Right.
Now,
that's for real.
I mean, I just looked at her like she's a goofy.
All right, Kia, I want to apologize to you right now. This is a deep heartfelt apology coming from me. I just went to her Instagram. Yeah, you were right with everything. I just saw like a video of her makeup. I apologize wholeheartedly to you. I'm sorry. Like, no, I'm looking at this right now. I am 100% apologizing to you. I am sorry from the deepest level of my heart. When I look at this, if y'all go to her Instagram right now, I guess she got her thing with no makeup on. And I was like, oh, okay. I'm sorry. I am sorry, Key. I am sorry. I apologize to you. I'll never forsake you ever again when it comes to some woman's looks.
My homeboy says she ain't got nothing but teeth and titties.
Oh, my God. TNT. TNT.
That's why I said I know she's hittable. That's what y'all are looking at. It's the big difference between hittable and cute. Fellas that's listening to this, stop gassing these. Just because these girls are thick and have bodies, that does not mean they are cute.
No, I agree.
Please differentiate. No, because a lot of guys don't. They don't know the difference.
They don't. Gotta really
teach it. Just look at face pictures only. Then look at body. Mm-hmm. If it's body, you like, yeah, yeah. But if you're looking at face, and it's like,
like, might have to get the trash bag on this one. All right, we're going to have to figure this one out. But no, this is not look. I think she was trying to use this as a humbling thing. It wasn't humbling to me. She didn't put a makeup on whatever this video is. I ain't even click on it. I just saw the face. And I was like, Kiara, I'm sorry.
It's cool. It's cool.
You know, I'm a bigger man to apologize for when I'm wrong.
You have to apologize. That's why we're here. We're just here to bring awareness.
Yes. So, and then the last, I mean, so what do you all think that my bigger question in the last one is, do you all think this idea of the influencer, I think about I be seeing like it's too, like some girls I went to college with, and I'm like, yo, you an influencer, yo? Come really? No, and then I'm like, I'm not trying to shade like anything you're doing. If you hustling, you getting what you do, but I'm like, but what marketing understanding do you know? You just be putting thirst traps up for cats. But I'm trying to figure out, like, what is, and maybe there is some smarts in the scheme, or maybe it's not. I don't know, like, I don't get that aspect of what it means on that side of that money side with it, or, like, why you should be an influencer. Male or female, it's not just women. I'm talking about men, too. Like, yo, you know, I'm putting money on the table. I'm an influencer. Like, I was thinking about the other day. But it's like I would hate to have a teenage son right now and trying to explain to him what beauty is and trying to explain to him what it means to like an attractive woman and what it means to have a woman when they could just go and be like, no, pops, look at these girls, 50 girls on Instagram, that's beauty, and trying to explain that to them. And that's more like as a bigger thing, but yeah, y'all can dive into that though if y'all understand what I'm saying.
Hmm.
What I mean, I hate to get on my geek mode, but I really hate that the great Andy Warhol, he prophesized this. It's like everyone would get their 15 minutes of fame.
Speak up on it again, Kiera. You went down, your volume went down a little bit. What'd you say now? Because that's Andy Warhol, so that's dope. Go with that.
Warhol, when he said, you know, everyone will get their 15 minutes of fame in the future, I really hate that he prophesized that, because I'm to the point, because I was born in the 80s, late 80s, but I saw the time. So with us being like 80s babies and stuff, we could see the difference of how everything's changed before cell phones and all of that to like how mm-hmm. it is now. And I really, it almost breaks my heart to see how the term celebrity just became saturated like that.
Extremely. Like,
that you don't have to have any skill, any talent, or any art or anything to be known. And then I really hate even more how it's people literally doing the exact same shit. Like, people are giving attention to people for the most absolutely unnecessary things ever. Like, I never in a million years, with me being, you know, an 80s baby, I would think that a motherfucker like Ari Fletcher or G Herbo Baby Mama would be considered more popular or more successful than fucking Little Bow Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this motherfucker, he was the man. Like, he was legit the man. And y'all want to consider him a lame? Mm-hmm. Like, this person who has talent, who has the awards, who has the credentials and the resume to some bitch that just got more followers on social media, who don't do shit.
But it's amazing. It's amazing.
It blows my fucking mind, and I hate every second of it.
It's amazing.
I mean, but as the great Bishop Don Juan told me once in Las Vegas at his house, true story.
Okay,
That's y'all niggas' fault. Y'all got to understand who you dealing with as a man. Everything that you do as a man is a reflection of you, and every woman that you're with is a reflection of you, or whatever time in your life you in. So mm-hmm. if she on that, you own that, because you condoning that. Same thing for a woman. If she's with somebody that's on that, that means you own that, or you are attracted to that. So they own that. They own that. That's what that's how they get down. It's like, they love that shit. They love, like, oh man, you know, my girl got 2 million Instagram followers. She had 500,000 before she got with a nigga like me. I guarantee you cats be saying that.
Shit sad.
It's super sad.
Because first of all, like, a bird like B. Simone, why did people even give her a platform to where she can even be heard? What has she done to even be an influencer?
She flipped that Wild and Out shit, though. That's what it did. She flipped that Wild and Out shit.
What you mean?
Those younger cats or younger people, they watch Wild and Out faithfully. She flipped it. So basically, she just took the opportunity of that time and that ability of being in that spotlight. And then, if you notice, I it probably did way too much research looking into this. But if you look, she started putting up the thirst trap pictures around the time she started being on Wild and Out. So if somebody's like, oh, who is B. Simone? They just Googling it. And you go in, you like, oh, dang, she kind of bad. Or if a woman be like, oh, she's kind of pretty, or I want to be like her, then you start following it, and she just took advantage of that wave. She rolled the wave. And that's something that may be ingenious on her part. She rolled that wave. Now, shout out to Donna Sutherland. We had a dude from RCA Records on, Donna Sutherland on the show. And he said, yo, the thing, and it's something we all know, y'all three know, but saying it again for people, it's good, easy to get that first meal, but being able to keep a meal for 20 years, that's the brilliance in something. You can get a meal, but can you keep
it?
Because she just rolled a wave of that moment. But after that wave is over, what do you have? Mm-hmm. Just like any cat that's got a single out, you'd be like, oh man, like, what happened to Rich Homie Quan?
He went back to Mobile, Alabama.
Exactly. I heard they call him Bitch Homie Quan in Atlanta now. That's what I heard.
Oh my gosh, what happened?
Exactly. See, you don't know. That's what I if you Google Bitch Homie Quan, I guarantee you it pops right up.
Right, and that's insane, because he can rap.
Yeah.
This bitch can do nothing. but plagiarized. Can't even write her own shit. You know what I mean? Like, she should have never even had her own platform to begin with. And it's so many others that I look at like this. Tekashi. There's no way that any nigga wearing a lace front other than Michael
Girl.
Hold on, stop. Hold on, stop. You didn't say a lace front.
Now that, even before, I was trying to figure out how he got big even before the snitch shit, though. Like, even before all of the jail shit, I was like, that had to be white kid, right?
He's Mexican.
No, I'm talking about as far as that made him, you know.
100%, 100%. And you got to think that he basically, and people don't understand and know, Tekashi, like, is good with, like, editing videos and, like, all kind of social media stuff he learned. That he able to manipulate. He just knew I needed some kind of vehicle to get this going, to take it to the next level. I know how to do the background shit.
I kid you not. Like, I'm not a hood chick. I'm not. However, I do not agree with the whole snitching thing in his situation. However, his videos and everything is so aesthetically pleasing to me. Once I see his videos, I cannot turn them off. It's like.
Really? I've never seen any of his videos.
It's a visual euphoria. It's like a lot of like rainbow stuff. And I just be like, oh my gosh, this is like brain fucking me right now. And I love it every time. Like,
so that lets you know that he knows that.
He got to, because I'm like, damn.
He knows that.
I can't turn this off.
He knows that, especially with Daryl saying that he has that background. Because, you know, anybody that has, like, a background or that kind of stuff, they know certain colors and certain things that can mess with your mind and, you know, the whole NLP thing. Like, they know all of that stuff. So he knows that. So maybe that's why, you know?
Because if you guys get a chance, it's a podcast, like a little 4 or 5 series podcast with Angie Martinez on Spotify about Tekashi, and it talks about how he wanted everybody to wear red rags in that video for Gummo, and he went to buy like 100 rags for everybody to have red rags in the video, like things like that. And it goes with what you just said, Angie, like about how that mentality, NLP, understanding, knowing of like, I'm telling you, like
that shit is real. So he obviously he has studied that. And he's mastered it, and he knows, like, okay, if I do this, like, that can mind fuck people. That can cause them to, you know what I mean? It's people who know that shit, and they study it, and they got it down.
Because I'm one of those people, like, color symbolisms and all of that, like, that shit.
Wow, that's interesting. Because I've never seen any of his videos. I mean, you know, I've seen, of course, you know,
yeah,
pictures and stuff on Instagram. But I've never like actually seen a video. But
like, if you don't,
wow,
nigga could definitely be a director.
Wow, 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 that's interesting. But yeah, them lace fronts, baby.
The lace fronts, that's hilarious.
That's what they are.
The lace fronts. So that's
because it was a picture. It was a picture that I just seen of him the other day. I guess it was, maybe it's from the new video with him and Nicki.
Oh, yeah, he got that new lace front from
Yo, look at his hair.
Has he always had a lace front? Because I know that the new one was real thick and real long.
I think before it was just his hair colored, right?
Yeah.
And now it's the lace front?
I think so, yeah.
I'm not sure. I don't know.
It's ridiculous.
But now it's definitely a lace front. What I seen on that picture was for sure a lace front.
He definitely was like, you know what? If what's the dude, the other dude that was popular that's got all the baby mamas? The dude from Jersey, Trap Queen. What's his name?
Fetty Wap.
Fetty, man, he was like, man, Fetty Wap can get away with getting weave. I can do it too.
He was getting weave.
That's her. That them braids are not his.
Shut up.
No.
He had
Fola. Yeah.
Girl, shut up.
Yes. Go look at Trap King Queen and then look at the video right after that. And he already got locks long.
He had Fola. Niggas want to be mystical so bad. They could never.
Oh, I did not. Y'all done told me something today.
Oh, I done put you on game.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
So fucking bad.
Not mystical. Damn, I know that. Wow.
It's a lot of these goofy. A Fetty Wap is another one that should have never been famous. How y'all gonna let a nigga that's wearing fake dreads get famous? And I'm talking shit though, because I really did rock to his first album. He had some hits on that. No way he's had that many kids and he got weed.
How many he got? I thought he just had the two. What the fuck happened? I thought he only had the two. The one with Masika and the one with Alexis.
He got a million for real. I think he got as many as Future.
Girl, shut up.
I'm bothered by that because I keep saying stuff like that. I never let a nigga with one eye play me.
Yeah, I don't get it. I don't get it. Damn. That's what I'm saying. It doesn't matter how you look as a man.
Yeah, because these girls want that money.
The Instagram
association. So what's happening, Kiara, this is what it is. So we basically answering what you just said. What's happening is, it seems that these girls are associating themselves with the Fetty Waps and the Futures and whomever else, have whether they have a baby with them or whatever. If they have a baby, that's like technically better, whatever the fuck. So what happens is, now that they're associated with them from having a baby, so now they're lightweight famous, whatever the fuck you want to call it. So now people are following them because they're so-and-so's baby mama. The shit is crazy. Like, the shit is mind-blowing, like you said. The shit is really mind-blowing. Yeah. So then what happens is, now they're getting hired for these club appearances. Don't get me started on that. So now they're getting hired for these club appearances and getting their bodies looking like $1 million. So now they get to, post the little pictures and the rest is history.
That is so.
And it's literally happening that fast. If y'all think about it, yeah. It's literally happening that fast. Okay, I'm so-and-so's baby mama. Okay, bam, my body done. Okay, bam, my face is beat every day. My hair, I got my bundles. Bam, here I am, world. Booking info and bio.
Booking info.
That what? Hey, once you see that, it's a wrap. Booking info and bio, baby. What you need? Ooh,
so you should already know what it is when you see the booking info and bio, huh?
Man, hey, club appearances. You get your little 3-4 stacks. Listen.
And that shit's gonna be dried up though after Corona. You won't be seeing this.
Hello.
I have wondered, and I wanted to ask people on Facebook, but people be getting so like offended when I ask, what are strippers doing?
Oh no, they're doing private stuff. They're doing private events.
I mean, not like the top notch ones, of course, but like.
No, the top notch ones are doing private stuff too, though. Don't get it twisted.
No, private. I'm like, it's gonna be hard for them to bounce back, like the regular hoes that people barely want to tip already.
Oh, like, yeah. If you wasn't the top 20% at the club, then no.
Yeah. Right now, well, what I will tell y'all is that let's see, Blue Flame just opened back up last week. The Diamond Club was open. That's kind of like a smaller club. It's not, as popular as like a lot of the other ones, but they be up in there. The Diamond Club opened probably about 3 weeks ago. Oh, and wow. They was like the first ones to open back up down here. They winning. Because it wasn't no other ones open.
Oh,
you know
so
what
it
I'm
was
saying?
The only one. It was like the only one
so,
open.
So for a couple weeks, they was the only ones open down here. They was winning. And what happened was, the owner told the girls who didn't have permits, because this club so hood, y'all, they be letting girls dance without no permits. So the owner told the girls that didn't have permits, they couldn't dance, So you had only the girls, they was getting it. Them past.
So it's the girls that was at the Blue Flame and all the other spots, they was coming there because it was open.
No, they weren't coming there. I'm just saying the girls who already worked there,
they had permits.
Without the permits. Couldn't dance.
Ooh,
so you literally only had that select few girls that worked there with permits They was getting it because they were the only club open for a while. But Blue Flame just opened last Thursday. They just opened.
Right, sisters, get that money.
Cause look, you know, y'all know I be knowing. And so knowing. Allure, I don't think Allure is back open yet. Not yet. And I don't think Magic is back open yet. But Pinups is back open.
I love Pinups with my
Do you? Girl, when you come, we got to slide through.
Come to me because I be enjoying myself at Pinups and it's open till 6 too.
Yes. Yes, one of my homegirls is a waitress star girl. Come on, we can slide on.
I love me some Pinups.
But yeah, so but they, to answer your question, it's slow. Like for a while, they was hurting because a lot of them wasn't trying to go to that damn OnlyFans bullshit. They was like, I ain't doing this shit.
OnlyFans so, was winning though for a while.
They were.
Yeah.
But you had some who was like, they refused to do it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, but now that these clubs are opening back up, they are just getting it.
But the main big clubs ain't going to be open for a while.
Probably not. Magic might open back up, though. You know, Magic is very small, actually.
No, I'm talking about, like, big clubs, like regular clubs, like where people be packed on each other at the bar type thing.
Well, Boogaloo open.
Oh. Okay.
Boogaloo is open.
Shout out to St. Louis.
Right, shout out to John. Certain like day party spots on Sundays, all that shit is open.
Okay.
Now like 11:45 and like Opium, all that shit is not open yet, but it's coming. It's coming because all of the smaller joints are pretty much open. Pretty much.
I think the bottle girls are too. Like all of, not saying like because people want it, but you know, people have lost so much money or got to re-up on money because of
yes.
their jobs. That's like a super unnecessary expense. So I'm like, damn, what they going to do? Because that's what I was thinking. Like, you know, they ain't even really been having no presence on social media, like no thirst traps or
I'm
like, I don't be seeing them on social media or nothing. What they doing?
I was saying the same thing, girl. I was saying the same thing. Like, man, what's about to happen?
I'm rooting for y'all, but I'm scared for y'all too.
Girl.
When ladies, let everybody know where they can hit y'all up on social media wise.
Well, you can catch me on Instagram. I'm at The Real Angie Renee.
Was that another Angie Renee or something? Is that why you did that? Or?
Yes, a couple of frauds.
Okay. I've always wondered that though. Like.
So on Instagram, I'm The Real Angie Renee. And on Facebook, you just catch me on just Angie Renee.
All right, about you, Key?
My Instagram is at Your Stylish Realtor. So if anyone listening in the St. Louis metropolitan area that is looking to buy a house, sell a home, or invest in our affordable real estate market, feel free to follow me at Your Stylish Realtor and hit me up about it. And my Facebook page is my name, Kiara Jones. Kiara Jones. There's another page that was made like mine of some fat ghetto girl.
For St. Louis too? For St. Louis too?
Not me, huh?
Is it for St. She's for St. Louis too, or?
I don't know, but she was adding all of my Facebook friends.
Oh, so she was taking your.
Listen, it be frauds out here. I'm trying to tell you. That be happening.
Yeah, no, somebody catfished me and took my pictures once, maybe like 6-7 years ago. I was adding people. They're like, yo, yeah, you live in Minneapolis now? I'm like, no.
Man, it's just crazy how people do that.
But or now like I got the face recognition thing, though. Now, like, if somebody added your picture, and like you had as your profile picture or any of your pictures, it'll know that it's not. It's
yeah,
not
on Facebook.
Yeah, it'll
on Facebook. It. Yeah, but on Instagram, what's happening is people can create an account. Let's just say, okay, mine is the real Angie Renee. So they have the real Angie Renee, but add one more E at the end, so it'll throw people off. And they'll go on my page, get all my pictures. So people be like, oh, she must got another page. Or, you know what I'm saying? It's just crazy. It's crazy.
Wow. I didn't even think about that. They would just add this one E to the
end. Yeah, they
of
do
it.
Stuff like that, like add that last letter. So it throw people off. It throws the eye off.
Yeah. Because you're like, oh, okay, I know her.
Yeah. Stupid shit.
Sorry, yeah, it's frauds about that, now. Though, sweetheart. I'm sorry to hear that.
It happens. He doesn't offend me. Yeah. I take flattery. Like if I ever
absolutely imitation is the highest form of flattery, darling.
Not when a dude is gay.
Not me, I'm sorry.
No, I'm talking about on the picture of the dude me though. He was bisexual, so he had women and men on there trying to holler at him. I was like,
oh God.
Yeah, it was real bad. I had to go to Facebook, and I was like, yo, this is, I've been on here since 2006. This is not me.
That's fucked up.
That is fucked up. Yeah. People do wild shit.
Yeah. Well, ladies, thank y'all for coming. Next week, we will be recording with them, and they're going to have their own thing going on. They won't have my testosterone here to mess up the room. Matt said he wants a guest star on your show on his own since he couldn't make it. He wants to let y'all know how Aisha Curry is what did he say she was? A patron saint for all black women.
Uh-huh.
A patron saint for all black women.
I'm playing.
How to do the switcheroo, he said. Like to basically say you ain't doing something but have the knife behind your back. Mm-hmm. Shout out to you though, Matt. Thank y'all, ladies, as always. And we'll be back soon. Peace.